The Old Testament reading is from Psalm 62. David wrote, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." And the gospel reading is from the Gospel of Mark, from chapter 1 and verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." News about Jesus spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ the Word. And so may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts now and always please you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The people were amazed at Jesus' teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, we have just heard. It was the organist's day off, being January holiday time, and his deputy, who was a young man just out of college, had to play and take charge of the choir. The singers were rather interested to know how he would deal with things, but they were quite prepared in their case to be pushing the boundaries to see what would happen. So they made sure there was the occasional note that was sung off key, or a lead-in to a verse that was confusing. But actually the most trivial and most rebellious thing that was what the choir members were wearing brown shoes, not regulation black. Anyway, come the end of the service in the choir room, the deputy organist didn't bat an eyelid, just very quietly, he made mention of the various musical mistakes that they'd made. And then he said, "Gentlemen, black shoes, please." Didn't raise his voice. He didn't need to. He was in charge and they knew it. He had the authority there. So we think about authority. Not always a popular word in our day, our society. There are all sorts of responses to authority. All sorts of expressions of authority. Certainly in recent times, we've seen TV items, for example, about the authority or the challenge to authority at the Waikaria prison in the Waikato. Because so often we find that the authority of the police is being challenged, sadly, sometimes very violently, the protesters. And of course, we need only recall the terrible things that happened at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. What have we thought about the authority of the now ex-president Donald Trump? Here in our own land, many have been quite grateful, I think, for the good use of our government's authority and the Prime Minister in guiding us through the various stages of COVID-19. And now they're telling us quite firmly, with authority, how we need to scan, or record in writing as we enter shops and other places where we gather. We acknowledge that they have some authority in this matter, don't we? And of course, we have the other sort of designated authorities in the likes of the military, in our schools, across our various government ministries, and so on. And we know that rightful authority is good and necessary for us. For us as a society, if we're to function safely and productively. And the Bible and St. Paul certainly knew this to be the way we should be. Paul writing to the Christians in Rome, chapter 13, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. It is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience." But now let's turn to today's gospel reading, Mark chapter 1. And in one translation of verse 22, we read this: "On the Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching. He wasn't like the legal teachers. He said things on his own authority." Mark here contrasts Jesus' authority with that of the legal teachers, the teachers of the law of God that had been given through Moses. This law, of course, was at the heart of what it meant to be a follower of God, of what it meant, in fact, to be a true and faithful human being. This Old Testament law of Moses was something that kind of set the social and cultural boundaries of their lives. Of course, those who taught that law did not do so on their own authority. They did it by interpreting and applying it, the written and the spoken words of the past. This is what so-and-so taught. They would quote past authorities to apply it and to interpret it. But to all of that, of course, Jesus came back to say, "But I say to you," remember in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' words more than once we find, he said, "You have heard it was said, but I say to you," and then he would go on to give it a different slant, a different emphasis perhaps. This was to the people a new authority, the authority of Jesus himself. And it was an authority that didn't seem to be inviting any kind of debate. That was it. And Mark tells us here, as elsewhere too, that such teaching and such authority was amazing. And the people were astonished as they heard it. We live in a world, in fact right across the world, where in the religious sphere many different figures and philosophies and faiths claim to have the ultimate authority. Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Scientology and the like. Various schools of philosophy such as Stoicism and Hedonism and Marxism and Rationalism. And we might say that each has something that might help us think about what's important in life. But in the end, Jesus calls us to himself, Jesus does, to come under his authority, to come to him and to the foot of his cross. The man we heard of in the gospel was possessed by an evil spirit, and he cried out asking Jesus what he wanted with him. He was clearly not himself in a big way. And Jesus recognized the presence of Satan in him. We could spend some time thinking about what an evil spirit is and how much we identify such with the work of Satan. But I simply want to point to the way Jesus exerted and expressed his authority in that situation. We read that he spoke sternly, saying to the evil spirit, "Be quiet, come out of him." And it did. And the man gladly was free and well again. And again we read it was much to the amazement of those who were standing nearby. Jesus showed his authority both in word and in deed. It wasn't just speaking, it wasn't just theory. He expressed it in a pastoral and practical way bringing this man to new life. And that can prompt us to think about how Jesus' authority might or perhaps should make a difference in your life and mine day by day. If we think about it in the New Testament, we see in the ministry of Jesus, here he is calming the raging sea, or the diseased woman and her many other people who were healed, and the synagogue leader's daughter raised from the dead. Yes, Jesus had authority. He had authority and power over nature, over evil spirits, over disease and death. No wonder the crowds came to sit at his feet. No wonder they were amazed, astonished at his teaching and at his deeds of love and power. So what does this say to us? What difference does a passage like this, a story like this, make to you and me in the lives we're living here in 2021? Do you and I take any notice of the authority of Jesus for our everyday lives? We can find other kind of authorities that we might give some weight to as we read, as we listen, as we watch. Some even will turn to an astrological star. I don't recommend that one. But do we recognize and submit to the authority of Jesus in the everyday decisions we have to make? In other words, are we bringing Jesus into our ordinary hour-by-hour thinking and actions, the decisions we make? Some of you will have come across these capital letters, WWJD. You know what they stand for? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? In a way, it's a call to recognize that our lives have been bought with a price, price of Jesus' shed blood on the cross. And so as we, his children, we come to him as our boss, our Lord. He's in charge. And so what would we do that would be what Jesus would do? There's no better boss we could have. And of course we find it so easy, isn't it, to try to run our own lives, perhaps to make decisions without referring to the Lord of our lives. We tend to like our independence, independence of those around us sometimes, but even worse, our independence of God, of Jesus. But maybe it can help if we ask ourselves this question, as I suggest. What would Jesus do in any situation? And getting to know our Bibles can help guide us when we ask that question. What are the principles of the faith, the teachings of the Bible, especially the words of Jesus himself? So authority, Jesus' authority. Well, authority of the word is a concept that's unpopular with so many in our day. Some fight against it even violently. As I've said, we need to maintain it, to have a rightful authority, to maintain a manageable and a just way of life. Yes, authority so often has been abused. We've seen this in recent months, and we don't want that, do we? But authority wisely used has to be for our good. I guess it's helped to make our country the envy of the world in these COVID days. But over and above our government's authority, the authority of the Lord Jesus in your daily life and mine is surely what matters most. Yes, in the little things of life, as well as for the big decisions. As Jesus taught his disciples and those who were standing by realized, he taught them as one who had authority, and they were amazed. Sometimes stern, sometimes a gentle authority, but always a wise authority, and for our ultimate good. In the midst of our very confused society in 2021, may the Lord Jesus be the one we turn to and depend on when we make our decisions and we live our lives, in the confidence that he will not let us down. For as he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. As I pray, thank you, Lord, for the rightful authority you have in our lives. Help us, we pray, Lord, to acknowledge and bow before your authority, asking what you would do, how you would guide us in our decisions and our lives. Help us to please you in all that we are, in all that we say, in all that we do, that our lives may bring glory to your name. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.